A gorgeous day for golf at Jacksonville Golf and Country Club, the Jaguars Foundation Golf Tournament. And a beautiful day and a fantastic round here on a Wednesday. And welcome into Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank Live from Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. JP Shadrick with you. We'll get to John Osier and Brian Sexton coming up, but plenty to get to today. We're here at Jack's Golf and Country Club, the Jaguars Foundation Golf Tournament, an annual event, raises a lot of money for the Jags Foundation. OTAs still to go as well, two still on the schedule. We'll get to those coming up. Some special guests scheduled to join us here on the show as well on what has been a very nice day here at Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. And our first guest today joins us right after his round, Jaguars President Mark Lamping. What's up, man? How are you?
Well, it was warm, but the the pace of play was good.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't contribute much to our group, but it was nice compared to last year where we got rained out.
No doubt.
It was awesome. And yep. I think everybody enjoyed the course, and the people here at Jacksonville Golf and Country Club have been outstanding.
And you're a regular golfer, right? Are you, or are you?
You mean, do I own my own clubs? If that's your definition,
sure.
Yes, I am a regular golfer. Yes.
Okay. But
irregular other than that?
Yeah.
Is that the...
No. I mean, I enjoy playing. In fact, my wife and I enjoy playing together. We do it quite a bit, maybe, three times a month or so. So
I can't
I've been
imagine
playing
the turmoil that would go on in my family if my wife and I played golf together. That's better man than I.
I don't know what it is, but no, we actually really enjoy it. I've been playing golf my whole life. I just can't get any better.
This is an outstanding event each and every year for the Jaguars Foundation. They do a lot of great things around the community all 365 days a year. But each year, Mark, this event especially is a big fundraiser for the foundation.
Well, it's a big fundraiser, but, even beyond that, I think J.P. Kashat is, so generous in for the most part, underwriting the foundation. And, I guess we distributed close to $2 million last year through the foundation to, well-deserving charities here in the area. But the thing I like about the golf tournament is it gives a way for our fans to be engaged with the franchise, to be engaged with the foundation, in a way that they get to see players up close. And, Gus was out here, all day, which was awesome, and Dave Caldwell and a number of players. So it's a great way to establish and hopefully enhance the connection between the team and the community.
There's never been a dull off season since you've been here in terms of what's gone on away from the field. But it seems on the field there's certainly more energy. Are you seeing that as well off the field when you talk to fans in the events you've got going on, just your feeling on the community?
I think people are really excited, Now, part of that is, we've set the bar pretty low with our performance the last few years. So, we said, about a year ago, I made the comment that isn't it great that, people aren't constantly talking about the Jaguars in connection to which NFL team is going to go to Los Angeles.
Correct.
And that was a wonderful thing. And, the our fans have so over-delivered, but the national perception of this market and our fan base is nowhere near accurate. And it's been great this off season. You don't win anything in the off season, but it's been wonderful to hear, the national pundits talk really positively about what's happening here in Jacksonville.
Part of that is what's going on at Everbank Field right now, the U.S. Assured Club renovations. Are they on time and on budget still?
Yes.
That's positive.
That's one thing that doesn't change. we'll be on time and it'll be on budget.
And it's going to be
one way
wow
or the other. It will be on time and on budget.
That's fair. And it's going to be a wow factor when it's completed. And that changes a lot of the middle part of that stadium. Just walking up those stairs and seeing it in the construction phase, when it's done, it's going to be 10 times better than that.
And it's really unique. It was a tough decision for us, but, we had such an abundance of supply of club seats. And, over the last 10 years, never got to the point where we were selling 100% of the club seats on a season ticket basis. And, the clubs were ready for an upgrade, and what we're really focusing on is to really increase the value of what you get if you're a season ticket holder in the U.S. Assure clubs. And, we removed about 1,400 seats on each side of the stadium, And they were really good seats.
Yeah, sure.
You know, not a lot of teams would be in a position to be able to do that. But what we've done then is we've created this wonderful area at midfield where I think our club seat holders are really going to enjoy the experience. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people will be talking about it around the league.
You've obviously been involved in a situation where you saw a stadium go up from scratch. And that has to be one experience in terms of building it and watching it. But to sort of watch EverBank transform itself on the fly is a different task. But it's got to be cool in a different way in terms of seeing this thing come together and become something entirely unique that you don't see around the NFL.
Well, you don't. But, you know, I've been around stadiums that are older that needed to be refreshed. Like when I joined the Cardinals in 1994, you know, we didn't move into our new stadium until 2006. Mm-hmm. So we had 12 years, and one of the good things that at least I learned is that the best stadiums, no matter what their age are those stadiums that evolve, and fans have something new to look forward to each and every year. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, apply that same standard here that when fans show up each year, there's going to be something new and different for them to experience. Because, quite honestly, we have to do that because it's so easy to sit at home and watch games on TV.
Mark Lamping with us. A final thought before we get you out of here. We know that the next step at EverBank Field is what's going to happen in the south end, the theater and the indoor flex field and all that. Any new news on that, or what do you want to?
No, I mean, the design's done.
Okay.
To be quite honest with you, the work has already begun. We haven't done the ceremonial groundbreaking yet, and the only reason we haven't done that is that sometimes it's difficult to get schedules coordinated between very, very, very busy people like Shad Khan and the mayor of Jacksonville. But, you know, it's work has started. It's not a lot that people would be able to see, but keep in mind that renovation at field level in the south end zone is really part of the amphitheater project, and that's almost complete.
Sure, and that'll be the next step. We appreciate your time. Go hit some balls in the range after your round, right?
I'm all energized and ready to do that, JP. You know, they turned the oven on here in Jacksonville on Memorial Day, so
it's warm.
I guess it'll be on until what, the end of September?
Yeah, unfortunately, right about then. Yeah,
and we've got training camp to do. So thanks for reminding us of that.
All right, guys. Thank
appreciate
you
your time.
Thanks for coming out,
Mark Lamping,
yeah.
Jaguars president, joining us here on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Mini camp coming up next week, just outside of EverBank Field, Tuesday and Wednesday. Practice free, open to the public, 9:30 to 11:30. The gates open at 9:00 both days. Get complete details and register online for free tickets at jaguars.com/camp. Remember, you have to register to get in to the mini camp Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the final practice Thursday of next week before everybody hightails it out of here. Brian Sexton in with us now. Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank from Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. Pretty cool, man. I mean, it's coming quick. Yep. The theater and the flex field and all that's next on the docket. A lot of stuff going on around the city. I think you hit on it, John. It's really an evolution of EverBank Field, more than just a big renovation.
Well, and we've talked about it every time we've had Mark on, Brian. It's remarkable to me to see. We were both in the stadium when it was first done in 95, 96.
Right.
And then you saw it over the years, frankly, decline. Or not decline, but...
Well, it certainly didn't. It wasn't enhanced.
Yeah, not keep up.
Right.
So, and then all of a sudden, we're really seeing. I don't know if it's completely unique. I'm sure other stadiums have done it, but you're seeing the stadium go from one thing to a completely different state of the art thing, season by season by season before our eyes. And Mark downplays it, but the vision of he and Shad on this is the big reason this is happening.
It's a metamorphosis.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, to quote Franz Kafka. But the reality of it is that as you walk, and I do walk around the stadium on a regular basis. I know. I try to show the other side.
You walk around the stadium.
I walk
Kafka
the stadium.
Is what
yeah,
you do.
Exactly. I walk around the stadium in the off season for a little exercise, and I walk on the main concourse, and I try to remember, you go by the Bud Zone, which is the one major enhancement, you know, while you were in Indianapolis. And there's my phone ringing. That's a $50
phone. It's Kafka.
Yeah, exactly. But you walk in front of the Bud Zone. You try to remember, there was nothing here. It was just a big, hot,
right,
open expanse in the south end zone. So What they're doing is very strategic. I mean, they came in and they looked at the stadium and they said, what could we do that would dramatically upgrade and enhance it? And most people probably wouldn't have thought
about
it.
They did it like three or four times.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't have thought about it. Well, we'll cut holes and put glass and redo the clubs. And they just would have said, okay, well, there's all this concrete here, so you can't do anything there. We'll put new seats in. I mean, they just – and I said to Mark, after they made the announcement on the flex field and the upgrades to the clubs, we were walking downstairs, and I remember asking him, what more can you do? And he said, well, we'll do something. I mean, they will always be looking every year to add something, to do something that makes it an appealing place to be on Sunday afternoons. Not just appealing, the place to be on Sunday afternoons in Jacksonville.
Well, and again, JP, the vision of that can't be overstated in terms of they know that in this day and age, they must create an in-house atmosphere that dwarfs the television experience. It's one thing to say that. It's another thing to keep that in the front of your vision statement and make it happen and do the legwork to make it happen, have the vision to make it happen. Certainly one of the reasons that the future is bright.
I'll make this quick prediction. I was out yesterday. I was watching them put the seats in, and I was on the east side looking west with the glass and the plazas they're going to have out there. I think they're calling them platforms. They'll fill up the club seats. People will be so energized by what they see externally looking into the clubs, and then when they go in looking out to the field, that it will become a premium product that people want and will pay for, especially with a team that looks like it's on the rise. I think these moves will really pay off financially.
Lamping just got out of here, but it sounds like you're walking around a lot.
I am.
You can't tell by looking at it. Right. I mean, come on, really?
Yep.
Our thanks to Mark Lamping for joining us. We'll have some other special guests coming up. Let's talk a little ball while we're at it, right?
Football or the little white ball that we're hitting around here
today? Football. Okay. How about football? The OTAs are nearly complete. Two left on the schedule this week and in the mini camp next week. We've talked about themes to death, but I think a big one, guys, is the health of this team. There aren't a lot of major, knock on wood, there aren't a lot of major injuries right now. And that's kind of the goal the next couple of weeks is to maintain that health, I'm sure.
Yeah, stay healthy. We don't want to be writing stories and talking about guys going down in a major way. I think that's why you're seeing Allen Robinson only working a few reps during this. It's why they're being cautious with Allen Hurns. You see Sten on the side. You see Roy on the side.
We saw Dante Fowler Jr. had a couple of big plays, and then they got him out yesterday.
Right. Be smart with this thing. Frankly, from everything you hear about Dante Fowler Jr., put him on the shelf now because he has looked lights out. Don't get this guy hurt. He looks as ready for training camp as he can. But, yeah, no injuries, no Fowler Jr. stuff.
You know, even the guys like we talked about who are nursing things that we expect will be complete and ready to go by the time camp rolls around. It's not like a few years ago where you worried about Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson's hamstrings and it worked out. You got Allen Hurns out of the deal. Great. Last year we worried about Sen's knee and then all of a sudden it became the biceps. I mean, it was just one injury story after another. Last year, obviously, Dante Fowler. Now all of a sudden we're talking about a team that's pretty healthy. Jalen Ramsey's out walking around. Mm-hmm. Miles Jack will be in town next week after the UCLA graduation ceremonies. He'll be here for minicamp. So let's go.
Short of the rookies and young guys, these veterans we're talking about, A-Rob would be nice to have them on the field during OTAs, but I asked Stan a couple weeks ago, I said, are you worried about not being there during OTAs, and he kind of laughed. He goes, and the gist of it was, he has to go to training camp, or else he just show for the regular season. There's not that much that veterans of that age are going to miss. You don't want them all out, but to have a few out is not a big deal. And right. Sen would be out. He's not missing OTAs, put it that way.
Right, that's for sure. Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank from Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Our thanks to Mark Lamping for joining us earlier. Coming up, season tickets are on sale. Also, single game tickets for the 2016 season. Your Jags will take on top teams like the Packers, the Vikings, and the defending champion Denver Broncos. That's here at Everbank Field. Get your seats today at Jaguars.com and help us lock down the bank, and you'll get to see Brian Walters in action this year. Grab a microphone. This is live television, Brian. What's up?
Ooh, right on. Thanks for having me, guys.
What about you? You're dressed for it.
Hey,
you got the look.
The one thing I got to do is golf, you know, or do the golf attire thing. I love it. Golf outfits are one of my favorite things.
But does the play equal the look?
Sometimes. Okay. But the outfit's not always good, you know?
Well, you said it's always good for you. Your golf outfit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. You're right.
I'm just saying. You're right. How was your round?
No, it doesn't. It was good. We had a good group. We went out there and, I mean, I think we were 7 under, but with handicap, it ended up being about 21 under. So it was good.
Nice.
I think we have a little chance.
Okay.
But I missed a hole in one. It was leaning on the edge.
I saw it on your Instagram.
Leaning on
the edge. Yeah.
Oh, it hurt. But
was that for the Jaguar car?
No. See, it could have been worse because the next hole was a Jaguar car. So if it was leaning on the edge on that car or on that hole, that would have been.
It's probably best that a player didn't win the car. Yeah. Right down to it. That would have probably caused.
Well, ask him. I mean, yeah. He would have loved to win the Jaguar.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I would have taken it.
You'd take. All right.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I don't think I would have turned it away.
It's a little break though in the middle of OTAs. It's a nice little day out for the foundation and a good cause. Good to see a bunch of teammates and coaches out here today too. I'm sure. Right?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's nice. You know, OTAs have been going well. We've been working hard out there. So anytime we get to come out here and enjoy a leisurely round of golf before we start back up again tomorrow is nice.
And how are you approaching OTAs? What's your theme? Obviously, you made an impact last year, and I took advantage of your opportunity. But you told me before, a situation where you need to keep doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to be consistent, day in and day out. You know, that's the name of the game here in this business. And it's nice, you know, coming into year two here with the Jaguars, knowing the offense and just being able to, you know, take that next step, especially with, you know, Blake coming along like he is and the whole offense, the whole receiving core has looked really, really solid so far. And it's really exciting. So a lot of competition there.
You've been around success and seen it grow. Are you feeling that here in terms of what's building and in terms of the pace of the build and just the general feeling around the locker room?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, what I notice is confidence. Guys are out there playing, you know, free and just flying around making plays. And there's not a lot of bad thinking going on that slows your play down and makes you maybe a step slow. And it's just fun to be a part of that and watch how it's changed over the last year, going on to year two.
Brian Walters with us on Jaguars.com Live. Let's go through this room, the personalities in the wide receiver room.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's an interesting group of guys, right? Allen Robinson, second round pick. Allen Hurns, undrafted guy who just got paid. A lot of money, by the way. a guy like you who's been around the league before coming to Jacksonville. It's a mix of guys. Marquise Lee, a guy who's been banged up and hasn't quite seen his potential yet. A lot of different guys from a lot of different places in life together in one room. How's the feel of this room right now?
It's a really, really solid group. You know, we're all good friends. It's weird. I'm the old guy. I'm still not used to that.
And you're not, how old are you?
28.
That's 28. Incredible, yeah.
So, and I'm not used to that because everywhere else I've been, I've never been the old guy. And so they call me the grandpa, which is kind of insulting. You know.
Well, you wear all the golf clothes to be one, so.
Come on, what?
That's
and
a
see,
young
see
guy,
that right? means that means it was a negative day on the course if I look like a grandpa out here golfing.
Sorry, see? I apologize.
Man. But, no, it's a really good group. They, everyone just wants to be the best and get better and better and better. And a lot of hard workers. So happy for Hurns. You know, well-deserved. He's just been so consistent over the last couple of years for the team. And, you know, there's no better guy for that to happen to. And Marquise being healthy out there running around making big plays. And, you know, A-Rob's going to do his thing. It's fun to watch this group mature, you know, because they're still so young. And, I mean, if I'm the old guy, it's got to be a young group, right? I'm kind of old in NFL age.
28. It's getting up there.
Yeah, it's getting up there, but we won't admit it yet.
And you talked about Allen Hurns, and it was interesting last year to hear different players, older players, talk about him already being a leader, which in his second year is a little unusual, but he carries himself that way, doesn't he? And he's earned that. I guess just talk about how you've seen him sort of grow into that.
Yeah, the guys look up to him a lot. He does the right thing. He's a good good example to follow as far as just being a true pro. He's in early. He's getting treatment. He's always taking care of himself. I always give him a bad time though, you know, because he's always in the training room. Because I was told when I came in to stay out of the training room as much as possible. But anyway, you know, he does it right, and he's just a perfect example for these guys to sort of learn by.
Brian, it's good to see you. Well, let's go eat. Have you eaten yet?
I have not eaten yet.
Oh,
I'm excited
time.
To eat.
We're all excited. I don't know. We haven't eaten yet.
Is anyone in there eating right now? Or am I the only one eating?
I think you're about to go.
Am I going to be the only one in there?
No, well, no, not at all.
Right. Oh, okay.
You might be last in line. But
okay,
okay,
all right, perfect.
Ryan Walters with us. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, right on.
Jaguars
thanks,
wide receiver joining us on Jaguars.com Live. The U.S. men's soccer team is coming to Everbank Field this fall. Clinton Dempsey and the men's national team will take on Trinidad and Tobago September 6th at Everbank. Get complete details and buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier. Our thanks to Brian Sexton, Mark Lamping, Brian Walters. Fun day out here, Johnny.
Yeah, and then we get to go back and football practice the next 2 days.
That's right.
Back to it. But so, it's a good OTAs, good mini camp, and the next 4 or 5 days will be an interesting way to finish off what has really been an exciting offseason. So good 4 or 5 days coming up.
It'll be fun. Check out all the coverage on Jaguars.com. That'll do it for today on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.